Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
And it's all brought to you by our good friends at Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. And, you know, you have a smartphone. Most of us do. But it's not always a smart decision. According to a bunch of number crunchers, they figured out the true cost of owning a smartphone over your entire lifetime. Now, they added up the amount of money spent on continually replacing your phone throughout your life, the cost of wireless service, and the cost of apps if you end up buying those. And it brings you to just over $75,000. Now, if you put that money into an investment account that earns just about 4% return, you could come away with $300,000. Now, that's a lot of money, but it's a small price to pay for the ability to, you know, check Instagram, go on Candy Crush, check out Facebook, all those things. So maybe smartphone, not a good idea, not a smart decision. Maybe you should just go to a dumb phone. I was actually just having a conversation with Jocelyn just the other day about, man, it's just too much work having a smartphone. You got all this stuff, and plus you have these people that know they can always email you all the time throughout the day, and they know that you'll answer. So maybe just go back to the dumb phone. And speaking of having a different phone or not, taking selfies with it, because most smartphones do that, a woman recently damaged a very, very expensive portrait by famed artist Salvador Dali. Now, the woman was taking a selfie in front of this painting at a Russian art gallery, and she, you know, tried to get real close to it. Boom, knocked it over. And another painting was also damaged. So not only is a Salvador Dali painting, which is probably, I don't know, ridiculous amounts, also damaged another one. Police aren't pressing charges just yet because the woman's actions lacked criminal intent. All right. Stop taking selfies, especially in art galleries, people. Come on. That's Coffee Talk for this morning.